This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, this is some very interesting audio. State Representative Jesse Topper. He lives in Bedford. He's also a football coach. He has a really interesting skill set, I guess, to be talking about playing football in these times. As politics has clashed with sports and sports has clashed with politics, and I guess the intersection of the two, Chris, I don't know who found who, but they found each other, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I guess that's where we are in this.
They always end up finding each other somehow, don't they?
There's an intersection. We don't know how it gets there, but there's an intersection. Well, Tom Wolf said last week, Governor Tom Wolf, said that he recommends no sports being played, no high school sports being played till January 1st, till the new year. The WPIL came out and strongly said, listen, we don't go along with that recommendation. We're going to put it on pause for a couple weeks. Go talk to the people we want to talk to, and then hope that Governor Tom Wolf backs down on that recommendation. But in 2 weeks, both the WPIL and the PIAA have said, we're going to kind of come to our own determination in a couple weeks. We hope it doesn't turn into a mandate, but the recommendation for now, we'll take it into account, but we need to talk about this a little more. Now, someone in Harrisburg, Representative Jesse Topper, was a little bit more vociferous about this. Again, he's also a football coach at Bedford. Here's what he had to say yesterday.
This is not just about sports. It's really about our society. And this is a critical element in our society, not just the athletics, but also the same kids who are in band or the same kids who are in the science club after school. These are structures that are very important. They provide opportunities for these kids to excel. And look, when I hear things like it's not worth the risk, first of all, as a coach, I have had the opportunity to watch this football team at Bedford prepare for this year. And we told them, you know, if you wear your mask, you social distance at meetings, you know, split your time in the weight room. They've done all those things. We said, if you follow these protocols, you will have the opportunity to play. To now come back to them and say, you've done everything right, but you know what? We still don't have the will to let that happen. And I think back to those words, it's not worth the risk. We know, most of us up here have either played or been a part of athletics. We understand that there's inherent risk to what we do. That's why there's an ambulance that sits out by the football fields on Friday night. We know that there is risk, but always that risk-benefit-reward ratio has always been left up to the families to determine, is this worth the physical risk? Well, I don't see any difference in that now. And quite frankly, the governor has himself said, when he was out in a protest in the streets of Harrisburg, he said when asked, did you follow your own protocols? He goes, no, I didn't, because I felt the cause was worth the risk. Well, we cannot just allow one person in Pennsylvania to discern for everyone which causes are worth the risk and which are not. That decision needs to be left up to parents, and it needs to be left up to families. Is it worth the risk? I believe that in my case it is. Maybe some other people don't. But at the end of the day, if we're going to leave that decision only up to one person, then we have a problem that's far greater than COVID-19.
All right, State Representative Jesse Topper, again, also a football coach at Bedford. A couple points on that. He's championing peer-to-peer interaction in activities, not just football and not just sports. That needs to be stated in louder, I think. The band, the drama club, science club, things like that. It's not just about football with him. It's about everything. That, to me, is really important. The risks are all about you, and you have an option and an opportunity to not undertake those risks. That's also being stated very clearly by Mr. Topper, by State Representative Topper here. No one is, I'm not saying you have to take the risks. I'm just saying that I've done a risk-benefit analysis, and I'm willing to. Also, for me, kids aren't making this decision. Every kid's going to want to play. I mean, kids want to play.
Right.
They want to go out and they want to play, Chris. These are adults who are making the decision to allow kids to play, not just parentals, not just a parental decision. These are superintendents. These are school boards. These are WPIL leaders and PIAA leaders. What's the vested interest for them to want to play football? I mean, again, it's not just the participants that say, yeah, I want to go play against school A and school B. These are adults making the decision. So that's the part I don't understand. And when he points out how hypocritical it is of the governor, I don't know how you can argue with that.
Yeah, it's a very well laid out argument, and I think he makes a ton of great points. I think we talked about it for just a moment yesterday. I think we end up coming back to this idea of, you know, where is the scientific evidence that over the last few months, youth sporting events have caused outbreaks or spikes in coronavirus cases, and we haven't seen it. Certainly, anecdotally, anyone can look at a gathering of a lot of people and say, "Well, there's an increased chance of spread there." Sure, but we also have the evidence of a summer full of non-scholastic athletics being played by kids of varying ages across the country, including right here in Pennsylvania. And we haven't seen any of those result in spikes of cases. And so if we haven't seen that, then how do we then make the next logical progression to, and I understand football hasn't been played this summer. I understand football is different. But how do we then make that next logical jump to, well, no sports at all? Because the governor's recommendation wasn't, well, I just recommend against contact sports like football. It was no sports at all until January. And that's the difficult part for me is I have not seen the scientific proof over the last few months that kids participating in non-scholastic athletics have led to any spikes in cases.
Correct.
Anywhere, including here. So tell me
well,
why.
Well, I challenge people to do this. You're on the right lines here. And I'm not trying to play one side against the other, and I'm not trying to take a side. I have one question this morning. Could someone please provide me the examples where people got severely sick or died from COVID as a direct result of thousands of kids playing travel baseball, AAU basketball, and the such this summer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Send those to me, and then I'll talk about it. But
right, and to be honest,
we're not talking about hypothetical sports. We're talking about games that were played.
Right. I mean, you remember a few months ago when we first found out, what was it, a huge volleyball tournament or something that was supposed to take place down in Florida, right?
Correct.
Like way back in April.
And we both were like, man, this probably isn't a good idea.
Right. And you know what? Maybe that led to some of the spikes in cases that took place in Florida over the last couple of months, but we don't know that. I think, especially Secretary Levine, she's gone out of her way to talk about data, and this is how we've looked at it, and this is why we've looked at it this way. Well, then by the same token, the governor and Secretary Levine have to provide the data that shows us, hey, all sports this fall are a bad idea. Here's why. I haven't seen that yet.
Well, the same data they use to tell me that the world's ending is the same data I use to say that people under 17 years old that are playing these games aren't going to get sick and they're not going to die. Like, the same data they're using to further their thought is the same data I look at and I say, it's probably really safe to play. That's how I arrive at it. That's what I take from it.
Or no less safe. No, I'm sorry. Or no less safe as the representative Topper pointed out there, no less safe or no more risky than your average Friday night football.
And when presented with that data, people are taking it and crunching it and doing a risk analysis and saying, I'm willing to take that risk. Mm. And who the hell's business is it other than, why is it your business that they're taking that risk? Why is it, and if you don't want to take that risk, again, like the state rep pointed out, no one's making you come play. They're not. I've never seen a time in which in this society it's ever been more someone else's business what choice you want to make. Never seen that. And it's very odd to me. This is really, how do people reconcile this one? And here's a text here and something I've been wrestling with. It says, you guys are missing the point here. If a few people get sick from sports, they will bring it back to school, infecting teachers and students who then infect family members. It could be a big deal. Don't think it makes sense to just focus on the 17-year-old's health here. I've thought about that, right? And I just don't know if it's deemed by medical professionals in using proper mitigation techniques something safe to do. If it's something we shouldn't be doing. That is to say, your fight, and the person that sent me that text, your fight is with your superintendent. Your fight, if you're a teacher, is with your teacher's union and your school board and your superintendent. It ain't with me. It's just not. Because as it is right now, they're planning on playing sports in 2 weeks. As it is right now, I just saw a story this morning that Mars School District is planning on going 5 days a week. I don't live in Mars. I live in Hampton. Mm-hmm. We're doing this hybrid thing where you go 2 days, then you're home, and something you have some in-person schooling. If you're mad that I want to send my kids to school or I want to have my kids participate in sports, don't be mad at me that I'm taking advantage of the opportunities that are in front of me. Be mad at the people who employed medical people that did the studies that deemed it safe to do, right? I'm not trying to get something overturned. I'm the person that's taking advantage of the system that's already in place. They haven't canceled sport. They haven't canceled these things, and I'm trying to get it overturned. You follow what I'm saying here, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, I think, the other part of this, too, is what the governor said the other day was a recommendation. It's not an order. And I certainly don't – I'm not hopeful that it becomes an order, certainly. It's a recommendation. And so what again, we come down to throughout this entire thing, going all the way back to the very tippy top of our government at the very beginning of this thing, and it's been the same all the way through, is people want someone below them to make the decision. That's what it's come down to. And
you're right.
I think that's what it's come down to here is super, like you said, superintendents and school boards are being left to make decisions that, to be quite honest, they probably never thought they'd have to make at any point in their careers. And so, you know, that's the part to me that has been really tough to stomach throughout this whole thing. And it's not political. It's not. Because it's happened on both sides. We've seen it from a Democratic governor in our state. We've seen it from a Republican president at the top of our federal government. There are some people who simply want to push the decision down the line. And it's not just here. It's in other places, too. And
well, the other
that
part,
is very frustrating to me.
The other part that's frustrating is people say, well, it's just a recommendation. Go out and play. That's like I'm the football coach and I recommend that we come to the optional practice today. That means you be there. It's a recommendation by a guy who's in charge of funding both schools and athletics in schools. So you don't think that Tom Wolf's keeping score on who's on his side and who's not for future funding, both educationally and sports-wise? You think that Tom Wolf comes out and he recommends they don't play, and then that isn't – he's in office for a couple more years – that doesn't impact who gets funding and who doesn't if they want some funding for a sports standpoint, for a grant, for something like that moving forward while he's in office? You don't think his office is keeping score on who sided with him and who doesn't? You're very naive.
Well, if the governor withholds funds – from anybody based on the decisions they make in this regard, it's just as bad as the president threatening to do so, in threatening to not fund schools or to withhold funding from certain school districts if they don't go back to school. And again, that's not a political thing, because it's happened. We're talking about two different sides of the aisle here. If at any point any politician wants to try and hold somebody accountable by withholding public funds from them, then we got much bigger issues.
Well, when people say it's just a recommendation, though, I'm here to tell you that I think that that spooks people into thinking that it becomes more than a recommendation if they don't comply. That's just my thought on all of this. That he's already shut down a state for an extended period of time, that he can't just swoop in and shut down high school sports for an extended period of time. That's just my thought on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.